Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band back together. And of course, the best listeners in radio, thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's go ahead and kick things off the way we like to with our great friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good here. How are you doing, Brittany?
Pretty good. Is it an ice skate rink by you?
Yeah, it is.
Icy?
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty icy.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
The whole state is just covered in it right now. So be careful as you head outside, even just walking on the sidewalks, parking lots, driveways.
I think it's gone from black ice to evil ice. It's not even...
Right?
Though, it's warm enough. I was at our office, did all the snow cleanup this morning before I came over here. And by the time I left, the salt was actually working. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's good. Because sometimes mm-hmm. it's so cold, the salt doesn't even work.
Yeah, it's been nice.
That's true, yep. Especially after 15 degrees is when that salt does not want to work anymore. So good thing we're in the mid-20s now, but we're going to be falling cold throughout the afternoon, back to the mid-teens, pretty much down to the single digits overnight, and then tomorrow we'll hang out in the low 20s with some sunshine. We're actually going to see some sunshine later this afternoon, too. But we have to battle a feisty wind, vicious wind, actually. It is going to be sustained, which is a constant wind, anywhere from 20 to 25 miles per hour this afternoon, which isn't too bad. That's what it usually gusts to. But what it's going to be doing this afternoon is gusting to 45 to 50 miles per hour. That is extreme. So not only is that going to create a wind chill, knocking us down to feeling much colder, but it's also possibly power outages, things like that, because 50 mile per hour is vicious.
That sounds terrible.
I don't even know what to do with that. I'm just wrapping my brain around it, Brittany. These.
I know. Stay inside today. That's what I would do.
Yes,
and I'm an outdoorsy person, but I'm not going out there. No way.
Don't got to overthink but, this one. just stay inside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Listen to the radio.
And a heads up too. Saturday. My goodness. Did you see that winter storm watch went out already?
I did.
Yeah.
Yay!
I'll take it. Hey, I'm all in.
Oh, goodness. Good thing it's on the weekend, so we don't have to worry about commuting to and from work, but it was looking like 5 to 8 inches right now, so a good chunk Saturday all day.
That's the best. When it's like you're trapped in a little snow globe.
That
here,
part I do
outside.
Like. I do like, especially if I don't have
I
to go
that.
Out. Yeah, yeah. But I know a lot of our winter enthusiasts are going to be excited about that. That's a good news for that. And our friends up north especially. It's good news, Brittany. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for letting us know. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
You too.
Best in the business, our friend Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning right in this time slot. Terry and I are going to get into some fun this morning. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit. We have how many of us are eating while we're watching TV, the stats on that. We got the real number one Super Bowl food in all 50 states, getting into those as well. It's a Thursday. That means we're going to be joined by our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. Terry will also hopefully be able to... I was going to mess with you somehow, but we got that coming up. Entertainment and plenty more in the 9 o'clock hour. But, of course, we've got this other thing going on, Terry, that I wanted to talk about, and it's Love on the Air. 80s style. Yeah. Got to wait for the beat to kick in. It really doesn't count unless I wait until the beat kicks in. And then I can really get into the promo. But what I wanted to do is talk about Love on the Air. There it is.
I'm having more fun watching the video, honestly.
The video is so classic.
I can't tell you less when I saw that.
80s. We're having a lot of fun with this one. We understand that, you know, where prices can be and everything. God help you if you want to make an omelet for your loved one this year. The price of eggs and everything. So what we're doing
What's that got to do with the price of eggs?
Everything is crazy right now with the prices and some of that stuff. And we just want to make sure that you can have a good Valentine's Day. And that means everybody, whether you and your significant other are celebrating your first or the first of many or are tons, your 50th, 100th, you don't even need you lost count, or any single people out there, maybe just hanging out by yourself. yourself. We've got things for everybody. And honestly, our biggest Valentine's promotion we've ever done. It is huge. It is gigantic. We're having so much fun with this one. What we're going to do is give you a keyword to text to us at the top of the 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock hours, and then again at noon, and one more time for the day at 2. We give you that keyword, and you text it to us through the Civic Media app, and you're going to have a chance to get in on winning 2 tickets to The Bachelors of Broadway from our friends at Performing Arts Center. Love, Inc. has some great stuff. Mission Coffee House is an ultimate dinner date. Amethyst Rising, Full Circle Massage, Honestly Cranberry, Paul Ghost Jewelers with an awesome bracelet. This thing is really nice. And Dance with Dignity has DJ has something as well for us. All of these things going on, along with our friends from Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Our text line sponsored by our great friends over at Johnson & Sons Jeep. Greatly appreciate them as well. All this going on, and I have, I think, made the audience wait long enough, Terry. I love to do the long promo. They're like, come on, just give me the
shut
word.
Up.
You got the Civic Media app set? You ready? All right. Well, text us that keyword for today, everybody. And that word is chocolate.
Chocolate.
Ooh, chocolate. C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E. Chocolate. Go ahead and text that keyword to us and get in on the winning. Thank you so much for everybody who has already downloaded the app, playing along with us. Shout out to our sales and marketing team and the great work that they did. And, of course, our wonderful sponsors. All this happens because of them. We greatly appreciate them. Buy local, support local, everybody. You heard those names of those businesses I mentioned. Those are businesses to put back into this community. We greatly appreciate them. And having some fun with our audience and everything. This has been a fun contest. Again, text us that keyword, chocolate, to us. I got to find a different way to... I want to use my radio voice for that. Chocolate. go ahead and text that keyword chocolate. To us. Now, that's the way to say it. There you go. I wasn't looking at you when you said it. Go ahead and say it like that, everybody, and text it to
but
us.
But text it to us. Yeah, you don't have to call us and say it. Just text it.
While you're texting it, say it that way. And be listening at the top of the 10 a.m., noon, and 2 o'clock hours. We'll have another keyword for you today. And we're going to be doing this right up until next Thursday, right up to the 13th. We're going to have some fun with this one and get somebody a great prizes for Valentine's Day. Love on the air. We're having some fun with this one. All those businesses I mentioned putting into their community, wonderful, incredible establishments is what we talk about when we talk about buy local, support local. We, of course, mean that deeply with our nonprofits in our area, and we are really fortunate. We have had a great relationship with our United Way for many years, and hanging out with you, Terry, and being able to catch people up on things. How are things going over there? Imagine getting ready for a busy February.
Yeah, everything's good. Just getting a little crazy, you know, a lot going on. No breaks.
No breaks. There's no off season for nonprofits, is there? There's no.
So
we're gonna wait for the off season to see what happens.
I mean,
or
just keep waiting, right?
No. There's stuff going on.
We do have some things going on. Actually, our funding application is open right now. So if you are a partner, if you are an agency that offers programs in the community in Southwood or Adams counties, now is the time to apply for funding for 2026. Not that people really want to be thinking about that, but it is for 2026 funding. We pre-allocate so that people know how to build their budgets as it pertains to certain programs. So that is open for the month of February. Deadline is 4 p.m. on Friday, February 28th. Next week, Wednesday, we have our annual meeting. So this is when we are shifting, you know, we are honoring outgoing directors and officers, and then electing our incoming officers and directors. So we have Shelley Mondyke from Midstate, who will be outgoing. So she is done with her service to United Way on the board. I mean, of course, she's a big supporter. But then we are electing new board members, and those are Mandy Lang from Midstate. So we'll have Midstate representation. Gotcha. Jamie Lisney, who is the CEO of Solaris. And then Eric Proy, who is an attorney with Reuter Ware, and Dave Orcutt from Domtar, but he joined us mid-year last year, but we'll still give him new,
sure,
right? Like,
sure.
This is his first annual meeting. So we are looking so forward to having those four, and it's kind of an odd year where we only have one outgoing person. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're looking forward to that and getting everybody rolling and moving forward on 2025.
We're certainly excited about Power of the Purse as well. That is up and running, and you can get your tickets for it, I mean.
Absolutely. So Power of the Purse is on Tuesday, March 11th, and tickets are available now on our website at uwswac.org, and you can purchase those. The event is at Bullseye Golf Club. We do a, you know, the really awesome pasta buffet, so that makes it fun. But what the event is really about is, you know, it's about gathering up women around the common cause and love for early grade learning and literacy is what we're raising funds for. But of course, this can just be a, you know, fun happy hour event that you just come to your girl, you know, come bring your girlfriends to and just enjoy the time. We will have a purse silent auction. We've got some other great raffles and fun things that go on. Again, all raising funds for literacy programs like Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, Reading Mentor Program, classroom grants. So there's a lot going on with our Women United group, but Power of the Purse has been going on for quite a while. I believe this is our 13th Power of the Purse. Yeah. So we're super excited about that. And, you know, looking forward to packing Bullseye, right? Let's pack the house and get everyone there.
And if people are out there listening, Terry, and there's women that would like to be involved in Women's United, did they reach out to you in any way about that?
Yep. So they can just get in touch with us. They could give us a call at 715-421-0390. If they're, you know, want to consider maybe joining Women United, coming to Power of the Purse is another great way because you get a feel for a lot of the things that we do throughout the year. But we do have 4 business meetings throughout the year. So if you get in touch with me, you can also find my email on the website. But if you get in touch with us, phone call or email, we can get you invited to one of those meetings. So you can, you know, kind of get a feel for what's happening. There's also a list on our website of all of the Women United members. So you also, sometimes it's smart to, you know, take a look at that list and you might see a name that you know, and you're like, oh, that person does this, you know? And so maybe it's just connecting with a peer, you know, and asking some questions and getting a good feel for what's happening with Women United.
It's certainly a great way to put back into your community to really impact our future. Also, a lot of fun. You guys have a good time and enjoy, and there's a lot of good camaraderie, which I know people out there are also looking for. So there's a lot of great reasons to look into this and other great programs and all the great things that they're doing over at the United Way. Find out more at uwswac.org. They're a wonderful website. And be sure to look them up and like their page on Facebook, Up and Running, and share their stuff on there.
Yes, we are back at it.
So let's go ahead and get that algorithm right, and go ahead and when you see posts from the United Way, share them on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise, and it really helps, you know, this stuff. They show up more in things.
Absolutely.
So let's get them back onto that trend. Find them on just typing in your search bar, United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties. Terry and I will be back with more show coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them today at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Treat yourself. Get on over there and wish them a good day from all of us. Got some wonderful specials for you. Be sure to check them out. You can find out more by going to their Facebook page and, of course, by going to their website, elcafewi.com, elcafewi.com. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Everybody, we love celebrating with you. You can email us info@wfhr.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. Just like the page and send us a message. And, of course, you can call up 715-424-2600. You got that Civic Media app handy anyway because you've been getting in on the Love on the Air contest that we've been doing. So go ahead and pull that app up. Text us your birthdays and anniversaries or call up and get them to us. We love hearing from you. Terry, got possible 4 qualifiers today. Need one through 4.
I never get to say 4. Yeah, so. Yeah. 4.
All right.
4.
Yeah, okay. 4. Let's go ahead and get right into the celebrate. I was going to say we might have messed with some golfers there, but no, not the not
probably,
not.
Well,
we are in Wisconsin. If you can golf, they're going to find a way. I know that from my brother.
They could be at the. I was going to call it Top Golf, but it's not Top Golf. Oh, what is it?
I know
Top Flight.
Mean. Yeah, Top Flight.
By DeForest.
Yeah.
I mean, there could be people there.
Those things are some interesting buildings.
I want to do that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Me too. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think it looks really fun.
It looks a lot of fun. Yeah. Even there's other things to do there too that sound like they're pretty cool. Pretty cool. The birthdays we have today. They're all birthdays today. We wish happy birthday to Jessica Beaver.
Happy birthday, Jessica.
Enjoy your day, Jess. Hope it's a good one for you. We also wish a very happy birthday to George Merritt.
Happy birthday, George.
Have a good day, sir. And a good day to Jay Matmetzi.
Happy birthday, Jay.
Mattis.
Oh, yeah, Jay Mattis. Who that is.
Yep. Took me a second. I think we've had this before. So, yeah, Jay, Mr. Mattis, have yourself a great birthday. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier today, Sharon Mahoney.
Happy birthday, Sharon.
Enjoy the day, Sharon. Hope it's a good one for you. You're our qualifier. We say brag to everybody. Friends, family, strangers, animals. Brag to everybody that you're our El Cafe qualifier of the day. And thanks again to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. We take a look at our celebrity list. Let's see here. We were talking 80s earlier.
Yeah. Out there.
Rick Astley is 59.
Whoa.
The godfather of Rick Rolling. And also a big hit, Never Gonna Give You Up. You know one thing I like about him and I like about this whole, because obviously he was big when we were kids, Never Gonna Give You Up, his big hit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, is he a one-hit wonder?
I think so.
I feel like he is.
I can't think of any other songs he did. With that, you know, obviously there was the Rick Rolling thing that happened with the rise of the internet and internet emails and punking people, and you would open up a company email and all of a sudden, Never Gonna Give You Up would just play on a loop endlessly. For those that don't know what Rick Rolling is, that's what it is. You think you're opening an email for one thing, and it's actually just a snippet of that video with him saying that over and over and over.
Back when it was safe to click on a link. Now, maybe not. Yeah. Or open an attachment. Now?
Yes. But with that, he's had a lot of fun with that. And I don't know if, I would love to know if anybody has ever Rick Rolled him.
I'm sure.
They had to have, right?
And you know, you
like
can
friends,
either.
Family, like they had to.
You can either fight it or embrace it, right?
Yeah.
So good he's having fun. He had fun with it.
And also, Axl Rose is 63, speaking of the 80s and 90s,
nice.
Lead singer for Guns N' Roses. Fabio is 82. Fabian, teen idol from the 50s and the 60s, not Fabio, Fabian, is 82. Okay. Tom Brokaw is 85. One of our better journalists that we've been able to, well, we grew up on especially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were fortunate and had the big three when we were kids, and he was one of them, a great broadcaster. Some people no longer with us, like the great Rip Torn, one of the better character actors you ever saw. You may not know that name, but you know that man. Agent Zed in Men in Black, Patches in Dodgeball. He was already on the Larry Sanders Show back in the day. You've seen his face, you know exactly who he is. Rip Torn, great character actor. Also a good actor and a president, 40th U.S. president. Ronald Reagan would have been celebrating a birthday today.
Huh.
On this day in 1998, Washington National Airport was renamed Ronald Reagan National Airport. There is, there's a couple of roads in our country. I know one in Chicago in particular, Ronald Reagan Highway. There's a number of them. The great, look at the singers we've got today. Natalie Cole was born on this day in 1950. Daughter, of course, Nat King Cole. In 76, she became the first African-American to win the Grammy for Best New Artist. Her debut single, This Will Be an Everlasting Love. A couple of big ones. I'm not a fan of remakes, let alone of songs that are like eternal to me. And I just got done saying yesterday, I think Unforgettable may be the greatest love song I've ever heard. But her version with her dad at the Grammys, that's like probably my second, third favorite moment in Grammy history. It's such a cool moment. And I'm not usually that into those, and I honestly, going into it, didn't think much of it. It played, and there was something about the way that she sang that song with him.
I'm not sure I've seen it or heard it.
There's a good clip. There's a good clip of
cool.
it out there. And a great singer, like her father. Very
in
odd.
The jeans?
Yeah, you might say. But it is a little odd to hear. I don't know. I don't feel like we see a lot of daughters and sons of singers necessarily be that successful always. You know, Nancy Sinatra, her. But we don't see it as much as we used to, that's for sure. A lot of people don't even go into the industry from that. You look at Lennon's kids, and they became mostly producers and those things. Paul McCartney, Ringo, most of their kids, they're studio musicians. They're musicians, but they're not necessarily where they are on that other level.
Sure.
And Bob Marley would have been celebrating a birthday today. Born in 1945, passed away in 1981. Reggae superstar. One thing I think that gets lost with Bob Marley, with all the other stuff that gets said about him.
What?
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. what a blissful word that be. I don't understand what you mean.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about? The crossover that he was, the crossover hit that he was, while not really changing anything about himself, just being him and just doing the type of music he liked.
It's possible that a variety of people were resonating with his other activity.
Huh. You know what, maybe?
I mean,
no, yeah, you're absolutely
that,
right.
That, like, anyone would enjoy the music. They didn't care about the music.
100% right. But I do think that it still counts.
Oh,
it
yeah,
still
for sure. Some. For it's, sure.
You don't see this that often where an artist is able to cross over while just doing what they do in their own style of music. Mm-hmm. It's pretty interesting. And a great writer. Great, great songwriter. Again, another thing that is lost in the Bob Marley shuffle is the wonderful songwriting that he could do. And some of his writing is like poetry. It really is. Mm-hmm. If you just take it a step back and just look at the lyrics. Really good writer. And the great Bambino, Babe Ruth, born on this day. The Bambino, the Sultan of SWAT. Some of the best nicknames ever. And some of the funnest stats you'll ever see are Babe Ruth stats. And really, baseball needed something like Babe Ruth to happen. Sports needed something like Babe Ruth to happen. We were lucky with Jim Thorpe and a couple maybe names here and there in track and field and everything, especially Olympic stars, but there was nobody that took the being a sports superstar to the level that Babe Ruth did. He was really the first sports superstar here in America and set the stage for everything going forward.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I got to say, too, I don't know how accurate or how good it is to other people, but I love John Goodman and Babe. I love John Goodman as Babe Ruth. It's one of my favorite castings ever. I love it. I thought that was a fun movie.
You know, though, there's not much he did that I didn't love. Mm. Like, I just like him, John Goodman. I don't know.
He's great. And a shout out to everybody out there celebrating their birthdays and anniversaries. We wish you great ones. Keep celebrating, everybody. We'll be back with more show coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. James and Terry hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great start to your Thursday morning. Happy Friday Eve. In a little bit, we're going to talk about the percentage of us that eat while we're watching TV or take the dinner to the TV or any of that. But we have right now a good one for you. A poll of 3,000 Americans found the best Super Bowl foods in each state.
Oh, that sounds fun.
MentalFloss.com shared this dubious study last week that found America's favorite Super Bowl foods and it does look like buffalo chicken dip and baked potatoes were on the list, pretty high on the list
baked
for a lot of these.
Baked potatoes. I wouldn't have thought of that. That'd be fun. A baked potato bar?
It's not a bad one. It's not
have
a bad
all the
idea.
Toppings and stuff. I mean, buffalo chicken dip, I'm all in on that.
Mm-hmm. So, buffalo wings was in 31 states, including almost everywhere east of the Mississippi. Pretty much everywhere east of the Mississippi. I'm not a wings guy. I lose my friends on this one every time. Like, oh, more for me. I don't get it. I don't. There's like barely any meat there usually. I'm not into big hot sauces though, and that tends to be a lot of what wings can be.
It's not my thing.
Chips. 7 states: Washington, Idaho, Wyoming, North Dakota, New Mexico, Massachusetts, and Alaska all said chips are their favorite.
What does that mean?
Yeah, that's
like
pretty vague.
Plain Lay's with, you know, like with homemade French onion dip or like Tostitos with salsa? Like, what does chips mean?
It's a little broad.
That's not right.
Pizza was big in 3 states: California, Michigan, and South Dakota.
I don't know if pizza's a snack.
Yeah,
for me.
That's a good question.
Okay, let me clarify. I will snack on pizza, but when I think about making snacks or appetizers, I don't really think about pizza.
Yeah, maybe pizza flavored things, but not
or
pizza.
Or maybe little pizza rolls.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, I I could see that one. That's a good one. I think that's a good. But it's also what threw me was that usually these states are near each other, like with the buffalo wings. It's everywhere east of the Mississippi kind of thing. With that, pizza in 3 states, California, Michigan, South Dakota, they're all over the place. That's a little weird to me. Cheese curated boards, the cheese boards.
Oh, charcuterie.
Charcuterie boards. 3 states for those: Iowa, Kansas, and Montana.
Cool.
And those are super fun to make. So I don't know if that's, this isn't the same thing, of course, but the way I've also been seeing, and I had a bunch of students in the class that we're going to be doing tomorrow night, talking with them in the pregame, what they were talking
better
about.
Get your days straight.
I really do. I really do got to get my days straight. We were talking about, they were all excited because they were turning their counter into a whole charcuterie board.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Looks pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah. They showed me pictures of it and stuff, and I was like, oh man, that is pretty
cool. I saw
a
thing that I was like, oh my God, I'd love to do that. You definitely have to have a dog if you do this. Like, turn your island into a huge nacho plate. Right? Yeah. So, like, if you line it and then just do the whole thing as nachos.
That seems like a
But
cool...
you know it's going to be on the floor.
Yeah.
And all over.
Yeah.
You but it would be super fun.
You definitely got to be ready for that. And loaded potato skins were number one in Hawaii. Mm. That's a good one.
Here's what I wanted this list to be. Mm. I wanted it to be 50 different things. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if you answer as a state, but somebody, another state already answered that, you got to have a backup.
Yes, I like that. or at least
we could add 50 snack ideas.
Something unique to the state. Like, for nachos are the last one on this list, and five states had that. Colorado, Maine, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. Wisconsin nachos were the biggest snack here in Wisconsin. That's great, but I would have liked cheese curds or something more specific to the state. In Philly, they're mowing down on Philly cheesesteaks, you know, whatever stereotype I can throw out there. I would have liked that part of it, too. Nothing sweet made the list. 84% of people said that they prefer savory game day foods over sweet ones.
Huh. You know, I don't remember how this was started. Did you say the best snack?
Yeah.
I also don't think about...
Well, it says foods.
Oh, just food. Yeah, okay.
But I guess we're thinking snacks.
Because I just don't... You know, that's the other thing. Like, I don't necessarily think of dessert as the snack. Dessert is separate.
Yeah. Yes. 100%. Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking about this, and I eat like candy, and I graze like you do, and all that. But during the sports, I don't do it very much. I'm really locked into the game. If I'm able to watch a game, I get kind of locked into it. I don't even think about really eating.
Well, we'll get together with some friends for the Super Bowl. So I mean, just not too many of us, but we just always do that. We're always like, let's just do apps. You know what I mean? Not a whole meal. So there will be some grazing going on. I haven't figured out what I'm going to make yet, and I was not inspired by this list.
No.
Just be honest.
Yeah, same. The Super Bowl is a little different for me. That one, unless it's teams that I really, really am locked in and care about, that is a little more social. That is more. You're talking, you're having fun.
Because like this year, I don't even need to see a TV. Like, right, I don't care. Right. Yeah, I do love Andy Reid, though. I will go there. But I just... You know what I mean? Like, I'll glance at the game, but I don't need to be sitting watching the game.
Dinner is a great time to connect with your kids, your family, maybe catch up on conversation. We're going to talk about that in a second, but first we got to take a phone call. Good morning. You are on the air.
Good morning, Terry and Jane.
I've been so worried about you. You didn't call last week when I was here.
You were there last week?
Rude.
Was it on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was off, and I was busy getting ready for the weekend.
Okay, well, I hope you slept in. All right, so what do you want today?
All right, so Terry, here's an idea for you.
Okay.
You guys like spicy? Not too spicy.
Yeah, not too spicy.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a couple for you.
All right.
One's a hot dip. You get the Jimmy Dean's breakfast sausage.
Yep.
Brown it up, and get a can of the...
Rotel.
Rotel dip.
And do you put cheese in yours too?
I put cream cheese.
Okay. Oh. I like to put some shredded cheddar in there too.
Mm.
Just gives it a little.
Yeah, I like
gives
the
it a little
shredded.
Color
I like
shredded, and it gives, yeah. But I like the cream cheese in it too. Yeah. That's awesome. That's one of my favorites.
My dad would love the cream cheese. My dad is writing this down right now, you guys. Yeah, it sounds good.
Otherwise, I've been kind of ice fishing when we grow out on the ice. I've been kind of deemed for doing this as doing the stuff. Bacon-wrapped jalapenos with cream cheese and stuff in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
That sounds
amazing.
That's not bad. Yeah, that's some good stuff. You had me at bacon.
So here's my problem with bacon stuff. Bacon, my bacon has to be crispy. I can't handle wiggly bacon. And so a lot of times when stuff gets bacon wrapped, you know what I mean? Like even if you get like a bacon wrapped pork tenderloin, like that bacon doesn't firm up enough for me, and I just
I will eat bacon hard or soft or whatever, what I prefer it in that middle ground where it
crispy.
Does have a little. I like it a
oh,
little.
Oh, you like
wiggle.
A little wiggle?
I like a little wiggle to it. I like a little chew to it. And everything. Yeah, I feel like when it's cooked too hard, I don't even taste the bacon.
Okay.
You almost cook
well,
the flavor
is
of
in
it.
The
yeah.
fat. That's true.
But I hear you. I know that because there's a line. It could be too. My Nana, I miss my Nana every day, and I miss her cooking almost as much. But the way she would make bacon, it was on there for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, like
and then
they could eat
done.
It almost raw.
Yeah, like No. It's got to have a little more cook to it.
Those are good choices, Kev.
Yeah, good stuff, man.
I was thinking about some smokies.
That's a pretty good. That's a
just
pretty
a good
goal.
Fallback.
Ain't
kids like
pigs in a blanket. Ain't nothing wrong with it. They're
I'm
good
not
stuff.
Wrapping them up.
No,
somebody else can wrap them up.
Somebody else. You've done a lot of it. Kev, safe travels out there today. Appreciate you. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
See ya.
I meant to ask him. I'm curious how he, you know, if he is like the percentage of Americans here that love to eat dinner while watching TV and stuff, because this used to be the catch-up time. This used to be the time that we all sat down together and we caught up on our day or how was your day or some of that, which never made a whole lot of sense to me, because also in my house, one of the big number one rules, yeah, don't put your elbows on the table, don't talk with your mouth full. My mother would lose her mind over that.
Yeah, I get that.
We were supposed to catch up and talk.
But we eat still. Mm. We eat dinner at the table.
Yeah.
No TV.
Yeah. Even at this age, I try at least once a week to have dinner with my folks where we're just sitting there. At the very least, my mom and I are just sitting there talking, catching up and everything.
Yep. And there's even a TV in our kitchen and no TV is on. Hmm. It can be on while supper's being prepped and it can be on during cleanup. But when we sit down to eat, TV is off. Everybody sits at the table.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Around two-thirds of Americans say that they usually watch TV while eating dinner now. 63% do, compared to 41% who talk to people while they're eating. Watching TV isn't the only thing we're up to at dinner. 28% are use their phone, 16% are listening to music, 8% read, 6% make phone calls, another 6% play video games while eating, and 3% do chores.
So also no phones at the table at our house?
Yeah.
And it's very funny because my daughter's boyfriend, every once in a while, I'll be like, you know, I'll hear it, somebody's phone vibrate. I'm like, no phone at the table.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, funny that when my kids were little, they're like, when you're not here, we eat in the living room. With dad. Not even when no one's home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, and I always laugh. And sometimes kids have to feel like they're getting away with something.
Absolutely.
And that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they would haul their food to the living room whenever I was at home. But even now, if it's just Randy and I home, we eat at the table.
Did you ever find out, or did you hear from your parents things that you thought you were getting away with, but it turns out they knew the whole time?
Oh, yeah,
because
totally.
I feel like every other day I'm hearing
but
every couple of years I'm hearing stuff from my mom and dad. And I'm like, you know, I got to tell you guys something. Like, yeah, we knew.
Yeah, they're
fooling us.
You
man.
Thought we're, you were so smart.
Yeah.
You know, we
yeah.
were just letting you get away with it. But, you know, even at my parents' house, my parents eat in front of the TV.
Mm.
But when I'm there, I literally sit in their kitchen at the table. And, and it's kind of like they kind of are like they feel guilty, like they have to come sit there with me.
Yeah.
But I just, I don't know. I don't know.
Kev
whether says, it's tradition or what.
Kev let us know he does watch TV. They're watching TV while they're sitting there at the eating dinner. So that there, you know, there's plenty of people doing that. There's plenty of.
Well, yeah, it's fine. You can do what you want, Kevin.
Yeah. I also think that there's plenty of people that will be able to talk during this. You build a routine with each other. And so you learn, you know, it's very similar to what we do here on the air and everything. I can't see Melissa when she is on the air with us sometimes, but I've learned her enough and she's learned me enough to where we're not talking over each other all the time and that kind of thing. So I think that you do a little of this. I'm a little outlier here, and I found this out in our meeting yesterday, our teachers' meeting. We share way too much information, creatives, and we're sitting there talking, and they get talking about, who doesn't bring their phone to the bathroom? And I'm like, slowly raising my hand. I'm like, yeah, like I'm not saying I've never done it, but I tend to do that.
Like at home? Yeah, no.
Yeah, and I don't tend to eat while using my phone because my phone is already. I'm sure it's already got enough fingerprints and everything on it. I don't need to put nacho cheese on it too. I don't need to be getting peanut butter jelly out of it and stuff. And I definitely ain't taking it into the bathroom if I don't have to.
I'm thinking the only time when mine might go in there is just when it's coincidentally in my pocket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, I have my phone. But otherwise, no.
Only 17% of Americans usually eat dinner in 10 minutes or less. That's compared to 44% who eat breakfast that fast. I have been, my Nana Papa used to make fun of me all the time, call me a human vacuum, because I would just inhale my food. I think that part's kind of interesting, too, of the way that so many people don't necessarily eat to enjoy. They eat to, you know, okay, I have to.
The breakfast part I can see, you know, on the fly or just sitting down quick and eating. But 10 minutes or less for dinner?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yeah.
I guess it depends what you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're actually having like a protein, you know, a main course and a potato and a vegetable or something, like that's Wow.
I don't think there's there is as much doom and gloom on this one as that might seem like. Well, people aren't talking to each other or anything like that. I think people are just finding different times to talk to each other and times to unwind or to catch up.
See, and I just, I don't know. And I like it.
I'm with you 100%. I don't like it. I'm not saying it should be mandatory, but I definitely think that families should, you know, definitely keep this going and keep it up. This is a good tradition, I think. But I will say that to look at both sides of it, I think that a lot of the catching up we do tends to be in text or social media, a lot of that nowadays. So by the time you get to dinner, maybe there isn't as much to catch up on. I'm admittedly, you know, trying to look at this with rosy colored eyes a little bit, because I do think that the focus of people disconnecting, I don't know that it's with family and close friends as much as it is with each other just as a society. That's the part that I worry a little bit more about, the detachment with that. Just like with the younger generation. They're growing up with tech. They're born with this stuff. They don't know a world without it. So they're adapting to it a lot better. And I think that the younger generation, while there is stats and things to worry about with them disconnecting and social skills and some of those things that I think are noteworthy, I'm not as worried about them connecting with each other or connecting with friends and family. I think some of these other things I just mentioned are keeping those things intact. What I do worry about is like our generation and some of those things where we didn't grow up with this stuff, and our brains are just as susceptible to anybody else's as getting attached to this. When I see people driving and looking at their phone, 99% of the time it is our generation or right around our generation.
I see kids all the time.
I haven't seen that, but the majority of the time, that's what I'm saying.
What I was going to say before is like if they're feeling, you know, they need a break or that they should take a break from their phone, I'd appreciate if they did it when they were driving. You can eat with your phone at home all night long if you want, but if you could set it down when I'm on the road with you, that'd be really nice.
Fair point. That's a strong, good point.
I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I'd be really appreciated. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Get into this one with you, Terry. According to new health guidelines, kids and teenagers between 5 and 18 should never have caffeine. that's a good luck.
Says
good
the
luck,
guy, everybody. Says the guy who was drinking Jolt.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I remember Jolt. Yeah, I remember. You opened the can of Jolt and immediately you were awake.
But like immediately, that was you didn't like have to the take a drink. Thing.
Yes.
And it wasn't. You know what? And if you think about that now.
Oh wow! Yeah.
It's nothing compared to some of these garbage drinks. Sorry, I'm on the no caffeine boat.
Yeah. They should also limit their intake of 100% juice and flavored milks and avoid sugar sweetened beverages and drinks containing artificial sweeteners.
It's so bad for their teeth.
Instead, they should stick to water and plain milk. Experts are concerned because a lot of energy drinks have large amounts of caffeine, and too much can cause sleep issues, high blood pressure and anxiety, teeth issues, so many things that can really, you know, are going to affect you the rest of your life.
You know what's funny with our kids? We were always literally at home, water and milk. Just exactly what they just said. Mm. But then, of course, all things in moderation, right? Like if we went to a birthday party or we were hosting their birthday party or something, we would have soda. But in general, no soda, no juice, occasionally, but just in general. And now, you know, what's funny is as they've gotten older, teenagers and stuff, neither one of them drink soda hardly at all. You know, maybe once in a while a root beer, but just as a general rule, it's just not there. But all kids are walking around now with a water cup or a water jug. And and I don't know. Maybe because my kids are athletes, like it was drilled into them so much. But I mean, they are... I'm quite impressed, actually, with the amount of water that my kids drink.
I think those are great ways to do it. I also think that you kind of... it's a tough line to walk because you also want to make sure that your kids understand what these things are. So when they're 18, 19, they're not discovering caffeine for the first time.
Well, as soon as you're a hard no on something, then they go crazy, right? Yeah, like, right, what am I missing? So that's why I was always like, wow, there's a reasonableness to
it. There's a walk.
But I'm not buying this crap and having it at home.
Sure.
You know, if you're somewhere, you're with a friend and but just in general, we never had that stuff at home.
Caffeine withdrawals adds to its own problems, including headaches, anxiety, and a high blood pressure. pressure as well. Caffeine is a stimulant, and pediatricians say it can impact younger bodies differently than adults, and kids may be less equipped to manage the mental and physical side effects from it.
You know, I personally, though, am also not a caffeine person. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always was, right? Like, I drank Jolt, too. I think I suckered my mom out of like a 2-liter bottle once, you know what I mean? Share with my friends. But just in general, probably about 20 years ago, I gave it up. Well, while I was pregnant. And I just was like, I'm not drinking caffeine. You know, like mm-hmm. I'm doing everything 100% right in this, you know, or as right as you can.
But
then I just never went back. So occasionally, you know, there might be some that slips into something. But in general, and I like a soda once in a while, but I always get the zero. Like the ginger ale zero. I love that stuff. But it's just, I don't know. I feel better personally when I don't have exactly what you just said, the ups and downs from it. Yeah. So think about how that then affects kids. I mean, maybe not right, like teens, kind of, you got to let them figure some stuff out,
but
when you're talking like your 6, 7, 8 year old, there's no reason for them to have those ups and downs.
And to me, while you can control that stuff, can, you know, do your best to control it. I
mean, while you still have a say.
Yeah. I'm not trying. I don't know if I'm wording that right, but I feel like that's kind of what you do. Coffee culture has become firmly entrenched, even for many teenagers. So that's where a lot of the concern comes from. Virtually every drink that's targeted at kids has sugar, artificial sweetener, or caffeine, quote, energy.
That's true.
And caffeine also shows up in sneaky ways in some other foods, like stuff like charged drinks or chocolate bars or protein bars or herbal bars.
I do eat chocolate.
And energy boosting gums and snacks. They are finding every way that they can. Buy stock in caffeine, apparently. Like everywhere. Right. Research shows that nearly a quarter of teens have caffeine all or most days of the week. So again,
but only a quarter, honestly. Think about that.
That's not so bad compared to probably
what that stat was when we were kids.
And I think you hit the key word in this: moderation. I don't think that, you know. It's a real weird thing, but it's the way that this works with the economy and with our system and the FDA and all these other things. Hey, these things, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And then you go to the grocery store and every product has that. Like, what are we doing? Like, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, but you got to give people choice. You got to give people options. And that's where we as people have to make these decisions. And as I go back to, when you can, you know, kind of run game on the food and the drinks in their house, doing it, but also being able to I don't think you could turn a blind eye to the world. I don't think that you can, quote, shelter your kids from these things. I think it's important when they go to a birthday party and they come across caffeine for the first time. You want that to be the first time they have come across caffeine,
and that's just it.
So it's that line you gotta walk,
and anything forbidden becomes wanted, right?
Oh, yeah.
You have to just use good judgment.
I use it just as an example. I don't use it like my parents had the perfect method for this or anything. But my mom and dad learned real quick, oh, Jimmy's a rebel. Oh, Jimmy's going to push back on anything we do.
So you were like six months old?
5, 6 even, they realized this stuff. Probably earlier than that because of my sleep patterns. So they found ways to work around that. And like I was saying earlier, things that I thought I was getting away with, I was not. And things that I thought we got a little bit of this and that. No, actually, my mom watered that soda down or that juice down or something like that. And I think, you know, that's part of parenting 101 is tricking your kids.
Aren't you kind of entitled? It's an earned rite of passage, I think. But you know,
brought them into the world,
right?
Brought them in.
But this whole, you know, just caffeine, just moderation.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, that's the big thing. It's just being smart about it and teaching them about it. And, you know, I don't know. Not everybody's good at that. Not everybody has time for that. But, you know, I think if you can moderate it somewhat and make sure you slide some milk in there once in a while.
Love on the Air is going on, everybody. We are going to be giving you a keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app so you can get on these great prizes from our friends at Performing Arts Center, Love Inc., Mission Coffee House, Amethyst Rising, Full Circle Massage, Honest Cranberry, Paul Gross Jewelers, Dance with Dignity DJ. We're able to do all this and open up our text line thanks to our friends at Johnson & Sons Jeep. Big shout out to Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated as well. We're giving you a keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app to get in on these prizes at the top of the 8 a.m., 10 a.m. hours, noon and 2 o'clock hours. Be listening all day for those. And of course, your keyword for this hour is chocolate.
Chocolate.
There you go. Text that word to a C
with caffeine.
O C O L A T E. It can be whatever type of chocolate you want, dark chocolate, whatever. But just make sure it's just the word chocolate.
Just chocolate.
In your head, you can think of any type of chocolate you want. And thank you, everybody, who has already. I see my phone's been blowing up. You guys have been texting that keyword to us. Keep it up. Text it to us again. Chocolate. Get it to us, everybody. And be listening again at the top of the 10 a.m., noon, and 2 o'clock hours for that keyword to text to us. We're going to talk more about this when we come back next hour after our Pet of the Week from our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society. Denise is going to be calling in this morning. After that, Terry and I will get in some entertainment news. Got some local things we want to touch on. And our newsletter. It is a Thursday. That means at noon, you're going to get our newness. You're going to get our WFHR newsletter sent right to your email box. We'll talk more about that later, but I do encourage you to go to WFHR.com. Sign up for the newsletter if you haven't done so already. Sign up and get Central Wisconsin news right to your email box. Nobody's covering this area like we are. Get that email by just typing up WFHR.com. Go to their website. Sign up for it. We'll be back with more show coming up.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming.